comedian Fred Armisen has just put out a new album. It is called 100 Sound Effects, and that's exactly what it is. Over the years, fans of Armisen's comedy have come to expect the unexpected. Everything from entire shows spoofing obscure documentaries to some of Saturday Night Live's quirkiest characters. So, while on one hand it might seem unusual for the comedian to put out a sound effects album, on the other hand, what took him so long? When we spoke about the album, it became clear pretty quickly that for Fred Armisen, this kind of comedy was serious business.
A sound effects record is something that I felt like was missing in my life. I didn't hear of any new releases. And I just remember in my life, you know, there would just be like a Halloween record that would come out,
yeah,
or sound effects CDs that would come out. And it was just fun just looking through all the titles and everything and then just, you know, sampling some of them. And it was just like a feeling of like, oh, whatever happened to those? And then it just occurred to me, I was like, I'll make one.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember listening to those Halloween ones? I remember, yeah, Halloween sound effects CDs for sure.
Yes. And I remember there were a lot of human voices on them, you know, like the all that kind of thing and creaking of wood and chains and all that stuff.
Is that why you put some haunted house things in here? I think haunted house, ghost going upstairs, but the door is locked. Hmm? Haunted house ghost, but nobody is home.
Huh. There's nobody here.
Yeah, I wanted to do more, but I think that the haunted house ones were harder than I thought they would be.
How's that?
When I listen back to the originals, they're pretty in-depth. Like, there are many layers to them.
Yeah. You dedicated this album to the late producer Steve Albini, who did help you put this together. Can you tell me what some of those conversations were about what you wanted to do and how you could do it?
Well, Steve loved what he did. He loved microphones and he loved all the technology behind it. So I told him this idea and I asked him for advice on what studios to go to. He's in Chicago, so I couldn't record there, but he was really into it. He made phone calls on my behalf without me asking him to do that. He called Dave Grohl, and I ended up recording at the Foo Fighters studios. And I wanted to treat it with seriousness as opposed to just, hey, I'm going to put together these sounds. I really wanted to book time at an actual studio. And that's also because of Steve, meaning like, don't just throw it away. Let's really do this.
Did you start thinking, what could I make in a studio? Did you just think, what would be a funny sound? Did you just think, like, here's a sound I come across? Like, how did we get this list?
I think that when I've listened to sound effects records, whenever there are audience sound effects, you know, booing, clapping, cheering, those are the first ones I always went to. Mostly because I was like, wow, they really got a group together to do applause and laughing. So I thought, what about expanding on that? What about some that are a little more detailed, like supportive booing? A Romanian rock crowd. As I've traveled around, crowds are different when they ask for an encore. So I thought Eastern Europe, so I did a sort of Romanian crowd kind of stomping a little more.
Did you just have like a notebook or a notes app filled with sound effects ideas for a while?
It was a notebook. It's almost like a sketch pad. Like, oh, I'll just have a couple ideas. But then it got really dense. And then there are many that I just couldn't do. There are many that I tried that as soon as I started leaning into the comedy of it, it didn't work as well.
Can you give me an example of that?
Some of those music ones had my voice on them. There was one that, for example, tuning a guitar. And for some reason, it's still out of tune. It's just something that happens to some musicians. Then I had my own reaction to it. And I thought, well, if you're going to use this as a sound effect, you don't need someone's voice on top of it. So I had to sort of scale back a little bit and treat them kind of coldly.
Yeah.
And then some were pretty layered. Like all the airplane ones are really layered with sounds of ambient noise.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. The sounds you hear of people chatting are me and a couple of other actors. You sort of take for granted how much sound happens on a flight.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Can you tell me about one of these sound effects that is still making you laugh months later that you're like, eh, that was a good one?
The ones related to film, there are some that are a well-reviewed movie, meaning like, you know, it's up for an Academy Award. The sound volume of household chores, like chopping vegetables and farm work, for me, it's always too loud in the mix.
Uh-huh.
So those movies seem to be saying, this is hard work. So I did one of a sort of wash bowl, and I'm washing clothes by hand. And then there's one of an important film. Because usually if someone says to you, like, hey, there's this really important film, they seem to be from the 1950s and from Italy.
Yes.
So I had a friend of mine record, she's from Italy, herself being like in a sort of town square. Or, you know, like in a town square where the window is open, someone's shouting out the window.
Andiamo tutti in piazza adesso, tutti in piazza!
There's a lot of really funny sound effects, but there are a lot of ones that seem more wistful or nostalgic, and a lot that have to do with travel.
To me, travel is sound. It's like when you check into a hotel, it's the feel and sound of doorknobs. You know, so in Europe, it's that lever as opposed to a doorknob. Even I feel like the quality of doors is different there. Like they're thicker. Like I think those doors are like, it's like heavy wood. So it's those kinds of sounds, the sounds of, you know, elevator buttons, washing machines, dryers. Yeah, I guess it is nostalgic, and that's the fun part of travel.
Yeah. How do you envision people listening to this, interacting with this? Like, what's in your mind as you put this out there?
For this year, I hope it's fun. Like, people just sort of play it for their friends, like, hey, did you hear this? And they play a couple tracks, and then they go on with their day. But I'm hoping that in, say, 10 years, someone does reach for it in a way that's like, I really actually need this sound of breaking glass.
Oh, don't worry about it. Those are cheap.
Especially there are some that are the other side of a performer, meaning the audience is saying to the performer, hey, your mic is off.
The mic's not working.
Mic's off.
We can hear you fine.
You don't need it. You can just use your regular voice.
Yes. Sounds good.
So that's one that I'm like, that would be good for, you know, if you want to, you know, do the other side of a comedian or one-person show person talking on stage, you could just use that for, like, hey, your mic's not working.
I'm really tempted to, like, crack on my script paper and, like, do some sound effects right here. I don't know.
Do it.
Do that, it? All right.
That's, yes.
Now I feel underwhelmed. I feel like
No, because you can title it. You could say radio host shaking a piece of paper.
I'm on my way. That is Fred Armisen, the actor, comedian, and musician on his new album, 100 Sound Effects, out now. Thank you so much for talking to us about this.
Thank you so much.